The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as always on the PK Show on a Friday, Gareth Mullins takes time out of his busy schedule as executive chef with the Anantara Marker Hotel, as I call it. And today, of course, is Friday, the 4th of July, Independence Day. So in tribute to that, he has two recipes for us. Barbecue pork ribs with a lovely spiced maple glaze, and even nicer, buttermilk Cajun chicken burger, crispy slaw and ranch sauce. We'll start with the ribs.
Yeah, and look, I think this is something people can be quite nervous about. So the main thing is, if you're putting ribs on a barbecue, if you're not going to slow roast them on the barbecue, you need to cook them in the oven first. So if you go into your butcher and ask them for a rack of baby back ribs, so we would have, or when you were growing up, you might remember them, sometimes they're salted, you know, the pork ribs. You want them unsalted for this one, so it's just a rack of ribs. So I get two of them, and then what you're going to make a little spice rub. So you need a couple of teaspoons of smoked paprika, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of salt, and 1 tablespoon of black pepper, 1/2 tablespoon of cayenne, and 1/2 tablespoon of cumin. Now, I know that sounds like a lot of messing, but all you do is mix it all together, and you're making that kind of Louisiana spice rub. That's what they do over in America. Then after you've mixed all them together, I want you to lay 2 pieces of tinfoil out onto your table and generously put that seasoning mix all over the ribs. And then you're going to fold it up into a parcel. So you've basically wrapped the ribs totally in tinfoil. Then if you do have a barbecue that you can regulate the temperature, you're going to put it onto your barbecue really low, and they'll be on there for about 2.5 hours. What happens is...
2.5 hours?
Yeah. So what you're going to do is...
You want to start early.
You would want to start early, or even better if you'd done it the day before, because the next stage, what we're going to do is we're going to glaze them up. So if I was having friends over on a Saturday, I'd probably do this on a Friday evening out on my barbecue. What's happening inside the tinfoil is any of the moisture that's in the ribs is turning to steam, and it's basically just very slowly steaming or braising the ribs. That's getting them nice and soft. If you don't want to do it on the barbecue, set your oven to 130 degrees, pop it on a grill tray, stick them into the oven, leave them in there for 2.5 hours, and then tomorrow you're going to barbecue. Now, when it comes to barbecuing, we want to make a really tasty glaze. So you need 3 tablespoons of maple syrup, 3 tablespoons of barbecue sauce, 3 tablespoons of whiskey.
Now you're talking.
There you go. Yeah. I knew that would pick you up.
Yeah.
And 3 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce. So then all you do is take them out of the tinfoil, lay them out onto the barbecue on a medium heat, and you use a little brush or a spoon, and you're just going to spoon or ladle that barbecue sauce. And what happens is the heat and the smoke of the barbecue comes up, and it'll give the ribs a slightly smoky flavour, and the sugar that's in the maple syrup and in the barbecue sauce will stick to the outside of the ribs, and they'll become beautiful and glistening, and they'll be those sticky baby back ribs that you've seen on all the American style menus. Easy enough to do. Little bit of preparation with time, but really, really delicious.
All right. Next up, you have another American dish all the way from New Orleans, is
exactly.
It? Buttermilk Cajun chicken burger, crispy slaw and ranch sauce.
Yeah, so the buttermilk chicken is, I think, something that we should make more here in this country, because our buttermilk in Ireland is amazing because of all of our beef is grass-fed. So what happens with the buttermilk is there's a certain amount of acidity. So it's the acidity that's in the buttermilk that makes it nice and tender. So 8 chicken thighs, 200 mils of buttermilk, a couple of cloves of garlic. That's going to go through a seasoning mix before you deep fry. And that's flour, smoked paprika, dried oregano, cayenne, salt and onion powder. And then you need 4 brioche buns. For the slaw, it's 1/2 cabbage, very finely shredded. 2 carrots that you're going to peel and grate. Red onion, finely sliced. 150 mils or 3 big tablespoons of mayonnaise, salt and pepper. Mix it all together. The ranch sauce, very easy to make. 200 ml of mayonnaise, 200 ml of sour cream, clove of garlic, very finely chopped, some parsley and dill if you have it, a little bit of lemon juice.
So I'm a bit confused. You put the milk in with the meat?
You put the milk in with the meat, yeah. So you're basically marinating the chicken. I'm going to tell you that now in a second.
Okay.
You marinate the chicken in the buttermilk. And what happens is that the buttermilk, the acidity in the buttermilk tenderizes the meat. Very common technique. So then after you made the ranch sauce, we get down to making the chicken. So as we just said there, put the chicken into a bowl, pour on the buttermilk and then a couple of cloves of garlic and stick it in the fridge. And what happens is it softens up the meat and makes it ever so juicy and tender. Then after, if you can do it overnight, happy days. If not, a couple of hours. Then you just mix up that seasoning mix that I gave you the recipe for. You drain off the chicken with the buttermilk and you throw it into the seasoned flour. What happens is you're kind of making a dry batter. So the little bit of residual buttermilk that's on the chicken hits the flour and the spices and it sticks to it and it gets kind of this crumb. And then you just into a fat fryer if you have one or a small little pot with some oil in it at 170 degrees and you gently place the chicken in and it goes super crispy, the same as if you were doing fish and chips, and it gets this kind of crunchy, like if you're
delicious,
in.
Yeah.
Really good. And then you just build your burger. So
you've is it an Insta? Or
I have Instagram, yeah, Gar Mullins. The recipes will be up there. As
you
I
just
put
dropped
them up.
The ETH, it's just
exactly.
Gar Mullins.
Yeah, exactly.
So all right,
jump on there, the rest will be there and give it a go.
And you're just back from Thailand.
I'm just back from my holidays, that's it.
Okay, fair play to you. Gareth Mullins of The Marker, thank you very much indeed.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.